Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo,
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo,
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 3, entitled The Birth of Lord Krishna, text number 47. Tathas cha saurir bhagavat prachodita sutam samadaya sa sutika grihat yada bahir gantum iyasha tarhi aja ya yogamaya jane Nanda Jayaya. Tatas chasaurir bhagavat prachodita. Sutam samadaya sasutika grihat. Yada bahir gantum ye satar yaja. Ya yoga maya jane nanda jayaya. Vaishnavis,
yeah.
tatha thereafter. Cha, indeed. Sauri, Vasudev. Bhagavat Projitaha. Being instructed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sutam, his son. Samadaya, caring very carefully. Sa, he. Sutika grihat, from the maternity room. Yada, when. Bahir gantum, to go outside. Iyasha, desired. Tarhi, exactly at that time. Aja, the transcendental energy, who also never takes birth. Ya, who, Yogamaya, is known as Yogamaya. Ajani, took birth. Nandajayaya, from the wife of Nanda Maharaj. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Thereafter, exactly when Vasudev, being inspired by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, was about to take the newborn child from the delivery room, Yogamaya, the Lord's spiritual energy, took birth as the daughter of the wife of Maharaj Nanda. Purport. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur discusses that Krishna appeared simultaneously as the son of Devaki and as the son of Yasoda, along with the spiritual energy, Yoga Maya. As the son of Devaki, he first appeared as Vishnu. And because Vasudev was not in the position of pure affection for Krishna, Vasudev worshipped his son as Lord Vishnu. Yasoda, however, pleased his son Krishna without understanding his godhood. This is the difference between Krishna as the son of Yasoda and as the son of Devaki. This is explained by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur on the authority of Harivamsa. Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Vistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Swapadantikam Vancha Kalpa Turubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanabhyo Vaishnavabhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Mother Yasoda, according to what Srila Prabhupada says here, quoting Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, does not want to feel that Krishna takes birth. Because Krishna is the eternal son of Madhyasudha. So how can he be born again? So she feels confused like that. So her confusion of appearing in Ananda Gokula, in Mahavan, like that. At the same time, she is the eternal mother of Krishna in Golok Vrindavan, like that. So this confusion is reconciled by the aspect of Yoga Maya. Now, in the spiritual nature, Yoga Maya is a person in an impersonal way. Digesting? Like that. But when Yoga Maya appears here, she has the desire to be a person in the personal way. Like that. So therefore it is clearly stated that she appeared as the daughter of Madhyasudha. Whereas in the spiritual nature in Golok Vrindavan, that place, she doesn't appear as the daughter of Madhyasudha. She's been instructed by Krishna to appear here as the daughter of Madhyasudha, in Nanda Gokula, in Mahavan. Like that. So there's various aspects of Krishna Leela that is not in Golok, but it is here. Like that. Now, this confused state, it is stated also in this chapter, Yasoda Nanda Patnicha Jatam Param Abhutyata Natal Lingam Parishranta Nidraya Ga Gata Smita. So Mother Yasoda apparently went into some sleep. Nidraya. So it's spiritual slumber. So within the spiritual slumber, it's as if she's been exhausted by a childbirth. And because when the mother is exhausted by childbirth in normal circumstances, she's very tired. The body becomes very tired. And the only thing she wants to do is sleep. But this type of sleep is Nidraya Pagata Smriti. In other words, in a sleep, Smriti, that means she's feeling she's lost consciousness. Now if somebody feels that they lost consciousness, that means they haven't lost it. They're feeling that way. Because if you lose consciousness, you cannot remember. But if you're feeling you're losing consciousness, you're remembering that. So therefore this Yoga Nidra Smita. We are not in Yoga Nidra. When we lose consciousness, we completely forget. But when Mother Yasoda loses consciousness, she remembers. Within the lost consciousness. This verse is given there in the Bhagavatam itself. So therefore she was overwhelmed with sleep and she was unable to understand what kind of child has been born to her. Why she's unable to understand what kind of a child has been born to her is because she's feeling, I'm not supposed to give birth. I'm not supposed to give birth, or what is going on here? Like that. So if I'm not supposed to give birth, then why is it that a child is born of me? Why is it a child is born of me? So in this purport, Srila Prabhupada very wonderfully says that Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur indicates that when Krishna appeared to Devaki, he was born. But simultaneously, Krishna appeared as the son of Yasoda in Gokul. And Prabhupada used to say, this is Nanda Gokul. So this Mahavan where we have Gokul is Nanda Gokula. That type of Gokul in Golok is not Nanda Gokula. It's just Golok Vrindavan. It's a little different. So there's a specific name given to this place. It belongs, that Gokul that belongs to Nanda, because of the apparent appearance of Krishna, which confused Mother Yasoda's consciousness. How am I giving birth here? Krishna is always my son. So how am I supposed to give birth to him? Krishna is always my son. So therefore, this confused state of Mother Yasoda's consciousness is projected into Aishwarya Leela. Because somebody taking birth is an opulence. It's an opulent, like a mother wants to have a child. That's an opulence of the mother. It's a cultural opulence. It's not the uncultured, not opulence of killing the children in the womb. It's a cultural opulence, even in Krishna consciousness, for a mother, for a wife to look forward to having a child. In that sense. So yes, she was confused. And that confused state of the mixture of, you know, the sweetness of the Madhurya Ras is actually manifested or projected into Mathura. Into Mathura. So therefore, practically, Mother Yasoda and Devaki are non-different personalities. See? So the Aishwarya, the opulence of Mother Yasoda is the form of Mother Devaki. And similarly, the opulence of Nanda Maharaj is the form of Vasudev. Like that. So therefore, Nanda Maharaj and Vasudev are intimate. They practically one soul in two forms. One soul in two forms. And so are their wives, Yasoda and Devaki. They, although their names are different, Prabhupada says that they are practically non-different personalities in that way. The only difference is Devaki was able to understand that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and has been born of her, but and now is transformed from Vishnu to little baby Krishna, whereas Mother Yasoda was not able to understand what kind of child has been born to her. At the same time, I'm not supposed to give birth. So that's the confusion. So Mother Yasoda was, Srila Prabhupada says, such an exalted personality that she never really regarded Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but she simply loved him as her own child. Devaki, however, knew from the very beginning, because Vishnu appeared first. And sometimes Prabhupada said that's the form of Narayan, appeared first. And then they requested, you please, you know, change into a little baby, because, you know, how can we hide you? You are Vishnu, you are too big. You're too massive to be hidden. Like that. And but at the same time, simultaneously, Devaki, she felt the Vatsalya Bhav, the Vatsalya Ras. In other words, it overwhelmed her to request Vishnu, please, change your form. Because I want you as my child. Like that. So that is the consciousness of Mother Yasoda from Nanda Gokula entering into Devaki's consciousness, who is a non-different personality from Yasoda, to request Vishnu, hey, you're too big for me. You're not supposed to be born with earrings and full hair and so forth, you know, and symbols of conch shell club, lotus, and so forth. You know, you please, you're my son. Like that. So the overwhelming affection of this Vatsalya, of Devaki, is actually coming from Yasoda, because she's non-different, but simply she's the Aishwarya feature of Mother Yasoda. So we find that when Mother Yasoda, when something happens to Krishna in a so-called transcendental, inauspicious way, you know, she feels there's some difficulty here. And then she prays to Narayan, "Oh please, you know, you protect my son." Like that. Whereas Devaki, she does not pray to Narayan to protect the child. She knows that their child is Narayan himself. In that way. Now, at the same time, we find that this aspect of Yoga Maya, who is a personal in an impersonal way in Golok, becomes personal in a personal way in Nanda Gokula. Like that. So when she was given the service prior to her appearing in Nanda Gokula, instructed by Krishna in Goloka, this is in chapter 2, in this 10th canto, that Krishna is instructing Yogamaya, "You go there. You go there." So she was feeling that, you know, this is a bit too much. Because I'm always doing these services personally for the Lord, but in an impersonal way. So when will I actually become a person? I want that. I want that when I'm actually becoming a person. Like that. So when Krishna apparently simultaneously appeared to Mother Yasoda, she was hovering around. "Look, you already told me to transfer Sankarshan into the womb of Rohini as Balaram. I did that. But I'm hanging around in Nanda Gokula. And I like the service, but at the same time I have a desire." Like that. So she could not actually make Krishna appear, because Krishna is naturally the eternal son of Yasoda. So he appeared, nevertheless, because she was under Yoga Nidraya Smriti. That means she is feeling she has lost consciousness for Krishna to appear. So when Krishna appeared simultaneously to Mother Yasoda, at the same time appearing as Vishnu to Devaki, that desire of Yoga Maya was fulfilled. Like that. It's because Krishna says, "Subhe." In other words, "You are auspicious." Subhe, you are auspicious. So therefore she becomes Subhadra. So that daughter of Mother Yasoda is actually a Subhadra Devi. Like Jagannath Baladev, Subhadra. Now, when she appeared as the daughter of Mother Yasoda, Krishna became aprakat in Mother Yasoda's bed. That means unmanifest, but still there. In other words, Yasoda cannot see, but she can feel. Yogamaya cannot see and she does not know, because Krishna does not come under the influence of Yogamaya, because Yogamaya has now taken birth as Mother Yasoda's daughter. Like that. So when Vasudev was carrying this Vasudev Krishna from the prison of Kamsa into Nanda Gokula, like that, this verse is there that Mother Yasoda, because she was overwhelmed by fatigue of apparent childbirth, she turned the other side. Now usually in culture, when there's a male child born, There's a natural instinct for a cultured mother. Mother can only be cultured. The word mother defines that she is cultured. If she's not cultured, she cannot be mother. So when a male child is born, the mother holds the child with the left hand underneath and she's lying on her left side. She's lying on her left side. Like that. So Krishna is there eternally on the left side of Mother Yashoda. And then she caresses Krishna with her right hand. Like that. But because she was confused, being overwhelmed with so-called fatigue of sleep, Yoga Nidra, she can't figure out whether it was a male child or a female child. So when Krishna became aprakat, to fulfill Yoga Maya's desire to actually be born to Yashoda, Mother Yashoda turned on the other side. Because that's a natural instinct for a mother. When there's a female child born, she is resting on her right side. And therefore her right arm goes under the baby and she caresses the female child with her left arm. Like that. So when Vasudev came with Vasudev Krishna, like that, into Nanda Gokula, he came into this room where Mother Yashoda was, like that. He placed this Vishnu or Vasudev Krishna, like that, behind the back of Mother Yashoda, because she was lying on the right side where the baby girl was. Subhadra, expansion of Yoga Maya. So when he placed, so that Vishnu or that Vasudev Krishna entered the prakat form. From aprakat of Shama Sundar Krishna, entered the prakat form. And then he manifested again. Like that. So then Mother Yashoda, in a confused state, somehow she naturally turned the other side, because baby Krishna started crying. And then Vasudev came the other way. He said, this is my chance. You know, she's like in delirious condition. This is my chance. And he picked up the baby girl and he took back to the prison house of Kamsa. Now there in the prison house of Kamsa, the baby girl was there and she was starting to cry. And Kamsa came. And you know the history, that Kamsa took this baby girl and tried to kill. Because it was of Kamsa's so-called materialistic demoniac touch, that baby girl who is known as Subhadra, that means most auspicious, she became most inauspicious for him. And therefore she transformed herself into Durga and went into midair. Like that. And from there she disappeared. And she took shelter of the Vindhyachala mountains. This Subhadra, who has been so-called touched by the contamination of Kamsa, cannot appear in Krishna Leela again. It's in within Leela. This contamination is also within Leela. Like that. So she disappeared to the Vindhyachala mountains. Prabhupada says this in the purports also. Like that. And she reappeared there in sort of seclusion. Of course, she expanded in various ways as Vaishnavi, Devi, Chandi, so many places and so forth. But she actually stayed there because she could not enter the Mathura Leela again, because she became so-called contaminated by the touch of Kamsa. And she was growing up there as a young girl. She can only appear again when a contamination, the source of a contamination is killed. When the source of a contamination is killed. So therefore you will find in the scriptures, there's no description of what happened to Subhadra. What happened to her? You won't find that. You won't find that in the growing up years. You won't find that as a young girl. What happened to her? Like that. So in Mathura, when Kamsa was killed by Krishna, like that, then Asti and Prapti, the wives of Kamsa, went to their father's place, Jarasandha. And then Jarasandha started attacking. Like that. And then Krishna decided, this is not good for my associates. Let me move to the fortress of Dwarka in the middle of the ocean. So he moved all of them there. And when he moved there, because Kamsa was killed, Subhadra appeared again. Subhadra appeared again in Dwarka, in Yogamaya. Actually, she was feeling great distress in the Vindhyachala mountains because she entered the Leela and now she's not in the Leela. She's like in a neutral stage. Now, when will I get back? She can only get back when the source of her contamination is killed, and that is Kamsa. And therefore, when she appeared again, it was many years later. 12 years later, practically. Prabhupada says Krishna was 12 years of age when he entered Mathura and killed Kamsa. And Prabhupada also says Balaram is 15 days older than Krishna. Like that. So therefore, in Dwarka, Subhadra appeared again in a mystical way. And that is the same Jagannath Baladev and Subhadra that we actually worship and take on the chariots for our Jagannath Rathi Yatra. Okay, you have any comments or questions, anyone? Just one more point. Many people believe that Krishna appeared at Janmasthan, right? In Mathura. That is not for Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Krishna actually appeared in Nanda Gokula, in Mahavan. That is our Janmasthan. Not the one in Mathura, which is quite commercial. Yes. So we can see that the truths of the Shastras are hidden for those who are actually devotees. It's for those who are actually devotees. Like that. Vasudev Krishna Vishnu, he appeared in Mathura. That's for the regular people. But Shyamasundar Krishna is Nanda Gokula. Vasudev Krishna is not Shyamasundar Krishna. But Shyamasundar Krishna is Vasudev Krishna. It's not a rationalization. Yeah. One is for the Aishwarya Leela and one is for the Madhurya Leela. But within the Madhurya Leela is the Aishwarya Leela. Aprakat, unmanifest, but manifested in Mathura. That okay for now? It's a little bit, confusing. At the same time, it's good for the mentality. In other words, when you contemplate on this with your consciousness, then your mind will not move you for materialistic activities. Because you can never really fully understand that.
The way I understood is like the judge may be a judge in office, but when he's at home, he's a different personality.
That's true.
So Krishna, when he appeared in Mathura, he came as the supreme Lord, worshipable Lord, not
yes.
But then he came, appeared again at home, and in his loving relationship with Mother Yashoda.
Yes.
And Nanda Maharaj. But it's still the same personality.
Yes, clearly.
A different role.
Yeah. But there is a difference. Yes, our worshipable form is Ananda Nandana. Krishna said, Prabhupada says in so many purports in Bhagavad Gita, you know, not even Narayan, isn't it? Not even Nishinga, not even Varaha, Vamana. We fully focus on Shyama Sundar. Prabhupada even says that in so many places. Personally, I don't understand it. And if I understand it, then I'll become Krishna. That's the difference. That we'll never understand. And that's the good thing. So therefore, we are always in a state of mohana. We're always in a state of bewilderment. And that's actually love. Love indicates that if you are becoming completely bewildered by somebody, then you become attached to them. Even materially speaking. So the more and more we become bewildered by Krishna's appearance and activities, janma karma chame divyam, evam yuvedi tatvata, tyakta deha puna janma, naiti marmiti sojana. So when one disciple of Srila Prabhupada, Krishna is saying that one who understands my appearance and activities will never take birth again. Right? Krishna is saying that. So one disciple of Srila Prabhupada, is it true that if we fully understand Krishna's appearance and activities, we will not take birth again? Then Srila Prabhupada replied, You will fully understand that you do not understand, then you will take birth again. Then you won't take birth again. It is true. It is quite bewildering. Like that. Like in material terms, if somebody appears, you can write history books of their details and understand everything. Right? And understand everything. But even if you write books about Krishna's appearance and activities, still, just the person who's writing doesn't understand what he is writing. He doesn't understand what he is writing, but he's writing nevertheless. Like that. So similarly, when I'm speaking, I'm quite bewildered also. That's the nature of Krishna consciousness. And that type of bewilderment in Krishna consciousness keeps us in Krishna consciousness because you want to know, I want to crack this puzzle. I have to. And it'll take lifetimes and lifetimes, which is great. Which is great. Because it's got to do with being Krishna conscious. Is that okay? For now.
Hare Krishna, yes. Maharaj. Thank you for a very nice class. I want to clear this confusion that we hear so many times that Nand and Yashoda Mata, they executed so many vows to have a child. So how do I understand that Yashoda cannot conceive of having a child, or the whole conception of having a child, she cannot understand that?
Yes. Srila Prabhupada explains this in great detail in the same chapter, in chapter 3. There are various verses and elaborate purports where when Krishna in the form of Vishnu instructed Vasudeva and Devaki, he was talking about their previous lives. You can read it. It'll take long to explain. You can read it in this chapter 3. But Krishna did not instruct Nanda and Yasoda. He instructed Vasudeva and Devaki. Because he cannot instruct Nanda and Yasoda. How can he tell Nanda Maharaj and Madhya Yasoda, you know, I am the Supreme Lord and now you do like this. Like that. Madhya Yasoda will think, what is wrong with my child? You know, what's wrong with him? Is he imitating something? Or something like that. And this happened one time, given by Bhuva Mangala Thakur. It happened one time. Mother Yasoda, she sings and she says bedtime stories to Krishna. Like that. See? She says bedtime stories to Krishna. So one time Mother Yasoda was saying a bedtime story to Krishna about Ram Leela. About Ram Leela. So Ram was about to was about to be preparing to kill Ravana, but he couldn't find his bow. He couldn't find his bow. He's about to prepare like that. So he has to get prepared like that. So when Mother Yashoda was saying this part to Krishna, Shyama Sundar Krishna, immediately Krishna, before she could complete it, he stood up on the bed and he said, "Lakshman, Lakshman, bring my bow, bring my bow." Like this. So immediately Mother Yashoda stopped the story and she changed it. And she said, "You know, he's become possessed. He's become possessed by feeling that he is Ram. What kind of a child is this?" So she had to tell another story to actually make him forget that. Make him forget that. Yeah? Because she's feeling that, you know, he's becoming possessed by all these, you know, histories of Vamana, Varaha, Nishinga. You know, better I change it. Better I change it. So she doesn't feel that this is, you know, the Supreme Lord. This is my son. So Krishna instructed in the form of Vishnu when he appeared. He instructed Devaki and Vasudev. But in a sense, he's indirectly instructing Yashoda and Nanda, because Devaki is the Aishwarya form of Yashoda. Vasudev is the Aishwarya form of Nanda Maharaj. They're non-different personalities. And Prabhupada has given us everything. It's all in the purport. He's given us everything. And there's a question from a Mataji at the back, so maybe we could make it a little balanced. So send the microphone. She's sitting there.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, in the Nectar of Instruction, text 9, Prabhupada mentioned Mathura as being superior to Vaikuntha, but this is not for the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, is it?
Okay. Nice verses there, what you are describing. Everyone probably is familiar with these verses like that. You see, when you drive from Delhi, on the Delhi-Agra highway, as soon as you come in and you enter Kosi and then you come into Braj Mandala. So immediately you will see one sign, you know, signboard. It says sign arrow Govardhan. Is that okay? And then you come further, another sign, it will tell you maybe Radhakund, Shyamakund or whatever. Like that. So that is within a material geographical consideration and physical proximity of distances. It is actually not correct spiritually, but it may be correct materially because of the Mathura district. This is belonging to the Mathura district. Like that. But actually it is not like that. According to those verses of Srila Rupa Goswami in Upadeshamrita, Nectar of Instruction, like that, the spiritual nature is known as Vaikuntha. Whole spiritual nature is called Vaikuntha, like that. The essence of Vaikuntha is called Mathura Mandala. See, like if I draw a circle, now if I draw another circle within that circle, that is the essence of Vaikuntha, is Mathura Mandala. Is that okay? Like that. The essence of Mathura Mandala is Vrindavan. See? The essence of Vrindavan is Govardhan Hill. And the essence of Govardhan Hill is Radhakund. So Radhakund is within Govardhan Hill. Govardhan Hill is within Vrindavan. Vrindavan is within Mathura Mandala. Mathura Mandala is within Vaikuntha. So therefore, Prabhupada says that the essence of the essence is called quintessence. And the quintessence is Radha Kund. And that's according to Srila Rupa Goswami also. So it's not that when you drive, you see an arrow this way, Govardhan Hill. Govardhan Hill is actually within Vrindavan. See, now you get Vrindavan town, right? And you get Govardhan town. It is separate. It is different materially, geographically. But actually, that's not the case spiritually. See, Govardhan is very much part of Vrindavan. And Radhakund is very much part of Govardhan. That's the quintessence. Essence of the essence is quintessence. So that's the spiritual understanding. And the spiritual understanding is that one is the internal of the other. See? Because Vaikuntha as a border, Vaikuntha as a boundary, it's a spiritual boundary. But Mathura Mandala doesn't have a boundary. See, so it is bewildering. How can something that has a boundary and something that's within it doesn't have a boundary? That is spiritual mathematics or analysis. Mathura Mandala doesn't have a boundary, but Vaikuntha has. See? Vaikuntha has. It is like that. It is like that. It cannot be explained in any other way. Because Mathura Mandala cannot be measured. Although we may say 64 square miles, but actually that's in terms of our material mind and senses for us to reciprocate with this body and consciousness with something that which is boundless in that sense. Is that okay?
Thank you, Maharaj.
There's a question on this side and we'll have to finish on time.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, thank you for a wonderful class and lots of revelations which we heard for the first time.
Yes,
that
really. That means you have to read Prabhupada's books.
No, we do, but understanding comes, understanding comes by hearing.
You have to read Prabhupada's books.
I agree, but many
times...
You'll
have to put time and read Prabhupada's books.
Yeah, sure. One little question regarding, I want to have little clarification about the confusion you said about Mother Yashoda. In her mind that how is she thinking, how can she have a child? We understand that Mother Yashoda is an eternal personality who is always Krishna's mother. Whereas Mother Devaki is not there in the Golok Vrindavan Dham, but Mother Yashoda is always the mother. So the same personality comes here. When the manifest pastimes on the earthly manifest pastimes, so then we have also heard that Nanda Baba and Mother Yashoda in Gokul were not having a child for a very long time and they were anxious. Even the Gokul Vasis were very anxious that there, because he is the Racha there, that he should have a child. They were very anxious for a long time. And then suddenly, I think, if I'm not mistaken, even one yajna was done or some austerities were performed so that they could have a child. Then Mother Yashoda is expecting to have a child. She is wanting to have a child. Then yes. Why she should have a confusion that I'm not supposed to have a child?
That is in the verses. Is Krishna Mother Yashoda's eternal son? Yes or no?
Yes.
So how can Krishna not become her son to become her son? How can Krishna not become Mother Yashoda's son to become his son? Or to become Nanda's son, his son, to become her son, Mother Yashoda's son. See? I'll repeat.
I'll repeat.
Mother Yashoda is the eternal mother of Krishna. Krishna is the eternal son of Mother Yashoda. So now we are saying that Krishna does not become Mother Yashoda's son to become her son. Right.
He is always herself.
So that is called Boma Leela. Boma Leela. Earthly pastimes.
Yes.
See? Now, it is not that Mother Yashoda has to do that. It is not that Krishna has to do that. Why that has to be done? Why? So that you can go to Gokul in this body. Right? And become purified, not to take another body like this again. See? So therefore, evam yoveti tatvataha tyatka purna janma evam yoveti tatvana. So it's not that they have to come. They are coming for you and me. See? So Krishna, He plans this. He doesn't plan it with Mother Yashoda because she thinks, my child has gone crazy. He plans it through
Yoga.
Through Yogamaya. And that is full of it in chapter 2. How He plans this with Yogamaya. Like that. Now, Mother Yashoda and Devaki are Ananda Chinmayaras. They are non-different from the same type of consciousness as Krishna Himself. This is given in this book also somewhere. Like that. So if Mother Devaki is Ananda Chinmaya Ras, non-different from Krishna, so how can she apparently have Krishna born to her in the prison house of Kamsa? So Srila Prabhupada explains. Srila Prabhupada says, that is not an amazing thing. That is not an amazing thing. And then Srila Prabhupada quoted, what's this verse in Brahma Samhita? Is in every atom and in between each atom. Anantarasta paramanu chayantarastam govinda madipurusham tamaham bhajami. So Prabhupada quoted that. Prabhupada said that if Krishna is in each atom and in between each atom, why can't he be present in Mother Yashoda? Why can't he be present in Mother Yashoda's womb? And why can't he be similarly present in Mother in Devaki's womb? But Prabhupada says, but they are of the same category of Ananda Chinmaya Ras. So if Mother Yashoda is of the category of Ananda Chinmaya Ras, and Devaki is in the same category, then why are they enacting this play? Right? Play. Now you know the meaning of Leela? Leela means to? Leela means to? Play.
To act the parts.
To play, yes. So they are playing these pastimes. At the same time, it is not an imitation. It is absolute. It is real. For who?
For the Lord, for Krishna.
No, for you and I.
No, means it is absolute.
It's not for the Lord. The Lord is enjoying there in Golok. Why does He have to come here? He's coming here to attract us in this material bodies to be bewildered by His pastimes to enter into Golok. That is the only reason why these things are happening. Otherwise He doesn't need to come. He comes because out of His compassion to attract us by His Leela play to go back to where we originally belong. That's the main thing. And of course Krishna can do anything like that. Prabhupada said that Krishna can speak the whole Bhagavad Gita and then He can reject it and He can speak another Bhagavad Gita. And that's Krishna. So one disciple asked Srila Prabhupada, can Krishna create such a big mountain that he cannot lift it. And then Srila Prabhupada said, yes. And then he said, and then Krishna will lift it. It's the same principle. Same principle. But these pastimes are eternally etched in this area, Mathura Mandala, which is ever expansive. Anandam Buddhiva is always expansive. There's no restriction in terms of physical proximity of kilometers or miles and so forth. But it is there for us to become purified and get back to our original nature of being eternally Krishna conscious in Krishna Leela itself. I have to stop. I have some other services
Thank
also.
You.
I know there's several more hands up. I've seen you, but I have to stop this time. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय नताई गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि बोल